Okay, my name is Nuno Bernardo. I'm the general manager of Beactive. Beactive is known for creating Sophia's Diary and also for producing Final Punishment in Brazil that was nominated for a Digital Emmy this year.
And how were the Digital Emmys for you?
It's a nice experience, and I think the Emmy is a very prestigious award on the television industry, and the fact that they are looking now at these new digital cross-media properties makes us more excited, because now we can be classified as proper entertainment at the same level as the top high-end television shows. And of course it raised the profile of not only of the company but also of the show, and allows us to sell a few formats for adaptation, including Russia and Romania, and also dealing with other companies that are thinking of acquiring the content and to dub it in their own languages, or maybe acquire the rights to do a local version of the show.
And what's the reaction been like here at MIP TV? It seems like the digital sector, I mean, it's always struggled to prove itself. But after some progress over the past couple of years, it seems that things are getting tough again. How are you finding it?
It was, as you said, always a struggle to sell this type of content, because we are like the bastard son of television, because our budgets are always small. We are always complementary to the big television shows, so it's been something that was always sidekicked if you compare it to big television formats or big television drama or entertainment shows. 2007, 2008 were very exciting years. Everybody got excited. Bebo in the UK, MySpace was also doing commissions, and it was also the year where the web series or series made for the web just exploded all around the globe. But I think that was also a problem, because at the time there was no established business model. So lots of people invested time and invested money in creating all this content and all these properties that they didn't find a market. They were seen on the web, but they didn't get revenues back coming from advertisers or of people really paying for the content. So I think we are now paying that early excitement, because companies that invest in the past, they are more cautious and investing again, because the results that they have from the first experience were very dramatic. And as we are still, I think we are coming out of a recession, but the advertising budgets or the budgets from sponsors and branded content are still very, very, very limited. And they are mainly focused on traditional television and less on the online. So I think this year will be also a struggling year. So far we've been doing okay, because everything that we do always have a television element. So even if the online content or online element doesn't sell so well, we also have the content, the television element, that allows us to do some sales and to do some money out of it.
Are you having to focus more on TV, on the TV aspect of it?
We have to focus. We have to deliver something that can be bought as a television element, because in the end is where people are buying content. There is only small cases of people buying content only for the web. I don't think nobody buys anymore for mobile. Everybody expects revenue share deals. So if you want to really sell and make some money in options or license fees, you need to have something for the television buyers.
And but I mean, do you think it's going to come back? Presumably you have to be optimistic about the...
I have to be optimistic, and I think it's just market that is not really well balanced to the reality of... what is nowadays consuming entertainment. If you see, and if you see the results, for example, in the UK, 18 to 44 audiences, they spend 4 hours watching television per day, but they spend 2 or more hours consuming content and entertainment on the internet. So if you want, for every 2 hours of television, the same consumers consume 1 hour of online media, online content, online entertainment. But you don't see the same proportion being reflected in advertising budgets. You still see 90-something percent of the advertising budgets going to television and less than 10% being used online. So we have a medium that has a big presence in everybody's life, but it doesn't have the correspondent advertising investment. So I think that needs to be corrected in a couple of years, so more money will be available online content, so everybody can go back and produce content that will be seen online.
Perfect. That's 4 minutes and